Juliet rises.
O comfortable friar, where is my lord? I do remember well where I should be, and there I am. Where is my Romeo?
I hear some noise. Lady, come from that nest of death, contagion, and unnatural sleep. A greater power than we can contradict hath thwarted our intents. Come, come away. Thy husband in thy bosom there lies dead, and Paris too. Come, I'll dispose of thee among a sisterhood of holy nuns. Stay not to question, for the watch is coming. Come, go, good Juliet. I dare no longer stay.
Go, get thee hence, for I will not away.
Exit friar.
What's here? A cup closed in my true love's hand? Poison, I see, hath been his timeless end. O churl, drunk all, and left no friendly drop to help me after. I will kiss thy lips. Happily some poison yet doth hang on them to make me die with a restorative. Thy lips are warm.
Kisses him. Chief watchman within.
Lead, boy, which way?
Yea, noise, then I'll be brief. O happy dagger!
Snatches Romeo's dagger.
This is thy sheath. There rust, and let me die.
She stabs herself and falls. Enter Paris's boy and watch.
This is the place, there, where the torch doth burn.
The ground is bloody. Search about the churchyard. Go, some of you. Whoe'er you find, attach.
Exit some of the watch.
Pitiful sight. Here lies the county slain, and Juliet bleeding, warm and newly dead, who here hath lain this 2 days buried. Go tell the prince, run to the Capulets, raise up the Montagues, some others search.
Exit others of the watch.
We see the ground whereon these woes do lie, but the true ground of all these piteous woes we cannot without circumstance descry.
Enter some of the watch with Romeo's man, Balthazar.
Here's Romeo's man. We found him in the churchyard.
Hold him in safety till the prince come hither.
Enter Friar Lawrence and another watchman.
Here is a friar that trembles, sighs, and weeps. We took this mattock and this spade from him as he was coming from this churchyard side.
A great suspicion. Stay the friar, too.
Enter the prince and attendants.
What misadventure is so early up that calls our person from our morning rest?
Enter Capulet and his wife with others.
What should it be that is so shrieked abroad?
Oh, the people in the street cry Romeo, some Juliet and some Paris, and all run with open outcry toward our monument.
What fear is this which startles in your ears?
Sovereign, here lies the county Paris slain, and Romeo dead, and Juliet dead before, warm and new killed.
Search, seek, and know how this foul murder comes.
Here is a friar, and slaughtered Romeo's man, with instruments upon them fit to open these dead men's tombs.
Oh, heavens! Oh, wife, look how our daughter bleeds. This dagger hath mista'en, for lo, his house is empty on the back of Montague, and it missheathed in my daughter's bosom.
Oh me, this sight of death is as a bell that warns my old age to a sepulchre.
Enter Montague and others.
Come, Montague, for thou art early up to see thy son and heir more early down.
Alas, my liege, my wife is dead tonight. Grief of my son's exile hath stopped her breath. What further woe conspires against mine age?
Look, and thou shalt see.
Oh, thou untaught! What manners is in this to press before thy father to a grave?
Seal up the mouth of outrage for a while, till we can clear these ambiguities and know their spring, their head, their true descent. And then will I be general of your woes, and lead you even to death. Meantime, forbear, and let mischance be slave to patience. Bring forth the parties of suspicion.
I am the greatest, able to do least, yet most suspected, as the time and place doth make against me of this direful murder. And here I stand, both to impeach and purge, myself condemned and myself excused.
Then say at once what thou dost know in this.